Gary, should we kick off then with a game of two very different halves?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought we knew, watching Wolves' previous games, that the pitch was not great, and we knew that it would be very, very difficult to try to influence the game with possession or getting the ball down and playing. So I think we tried to play a little too safe first half, and it was a very difficult game, I'm sure, for anyone to watch the first half. It was quite direct. There was a lot of second balls. That's why we put three midfielders in there, because we just felt perhaps away from home we needed to be a little tougher. You know, we've only won 1 in 10 away from home, as well as we played in some of them. We've just been a little weak for my liking, and I just wanted us to be a bit more resolute. I think we were first half on the whole. We just needed to add a bit of quality to that performance. Second half, Michael was just struggling for energy first half, and we always knew that if the game needed to, just like Derby away, we could put John in the middle of the park and give us a little more control. So I thought when Mags came on, John went into the middle, all of a sudden the game swung completely, and I have to say, after that, I think it was literally all us in terms of chances created. They've had, I think Thomas has made 3 or 4 half routine saves, nothing really that stretched him. Their keeper's made 2 or 3 fantastic saves, and we've missed 2 or 3 glorious chances. We really should have won the game, but it's hard for me to be too critical of the players, because I thought they gave us absolutely everything second half.
And it's another point to the total.
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, it's, again, you know, you don't want to be happy with a point, but it's an away point. It's another clean sheet. We've made some changes, positive changes, I felt. Dave Davis, I thought, was absolutely magnificent. I'm really pleased for him, because, you know, he's been very patient, and certainly away to his old club. I'm sure there was a little bit of that in the performance, but I thought he was excellent, and certainly he's going to be a strong player for us in this running. But yeah, really, really pleased. And I think at the end, you know, if you looked at the last 10, 15 minutes, we didn't really need to do too much different. You know, I kept looking at the bench thinking, do I take a gamble and put Diego on? Do I take a gamble and put someone else on? But we were creating chances at that point, and it was a difficult pitch and a difficult game for that type of thing. So at this point, we didn't win, but very pleased with the performance second half.
Clinical finishing, the difference, isn't it?
Well, it is always, and again, we don't want to be too, we don't want to moan too much about that. But we've said it before, you know, we've got to be full tilt like second half, and we've got to hope one of our 2 or 3 goal threats can come up with something brilliant. You know, and we know that other teams have got players in there that can just chuck another couple of strikers on the pitch, and we've got to work so hard for anything we can get. So, yeah, goals have been a difference recently to us winning games rather than drawing them. But again, you know, when you've worked with this bunch, and they're such an honest bunch, and I hope the fans would go home today at least looking at that second half and saying, you know what, they've given everything they can, and just for a little bit of better finishing, a bit more quality in the box, and I'm sure we'd have won the game.
Showed a lot of maturity, David Davis, didn't he? Especially after getting a yellow card early on, the way he plays, and all the emotions are coming back here. And yet, he really controlled the match. He was the key personality in the match.
Well, he did, and he controls it with his physicality, doesn't he? You know, he gets about the place, he holds people off, he comes out with the ball. And I think he does that really, really well. And I think, you know, for someone like him, I think that Michael Kifterbelt and Stephen Gleeson have been excellent for us this season. But just maybe the last 3 or 4 games has been half an eye for me on putting Davo back in. And I certainly think that, you know, away from home, I think with 3 midfielders, I don't think it's the worst way to go about games, and just be a little tougher away from home and let the opposition try to break you down. We saw second half, the more Wolves come onto you, the more counter-attacks. We had a great counter-attack early on. Jacques Magoma really should have finished it off. And I think, again, you know, you get one of those goals and the game completely changes, just like the Derby game, just like other games that we've done that to this season. But as we know, getting the first goal in the Championship is very, very difficult to do.
Yeah, so there's different ways of managing the game in a way, isn't there? As you say, away from home, if you keep it tight in the first half, and then you've got the options with Terrell in different places and Magoma in the second to open it up. Is that a good route for you?
Well, it's ironic in that, you know, the game against Ipswich and the game against Derby, we won both games 3-0, a home game and an away game. We played with Dave Davis wide. You know, and you would look at that as a starting team and you'd think you probably wouldn't create very much. But sometimes it's not about that. It's about, you know, if you can be very, very strong defensively in and around the halfway line, then I think the more the opposition search for space, the more space comes to you. And then it's up to your good players then to exploit it. And again, you know, you look at another game where have we had to dig in? Yes, we have. Have we defended well? Yes, we have. Did we create chances? We created loads. Did the opposition create chances? Not that many. So in some ways, it's a perfect game, but we just got to take those chances. And that's, you know, you can play as well as you want. You can make 30 chances. If you don't score them, you know, your best you're going to get is a point, and you have to move on to the next one. And that's exactly what we'll do.